There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Discuss the doctor's report on Jimmy Carter, amongst other things. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday, the 18th of August. Jennifer Horn is here. No Roberta, Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. Otherwise known as Rich McFadden be along. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media, and the information is piling up. Or more comments about Donald Trump. He says he supports deporting U.S.-born citizen of illegal immigrants. Okay, so every time he says something, no matter what it is, the news media runs over to Scott Walker and says, what do you think about what Donald Trump just said? And then they run over to Mike Huckabee and say, what do you think about what Donald Trump just said? And then they run to Carly Fiorina and say, what do you think about what Donald Trump just said? And then they run to John Kasich and say, what do you think about Donald Trump just said? And Ted Cruz, Mary Rubio, they're all playing defense.
He's got a gift for creating the story.
He's creating the story. So now they're all falling apart. Governor Walker, Scott Walker, who was leading in the Iowa polls, doesn't even show up anymore.
Yeah, really, Scott Walker needs to win Iowa to have any chance because that's his neighboring state. I mean, that's his closest ally in the early elections. So
he's going to reveal today a health care plan that offers refundable tax credits based on age instead of income to help pay for private health insurance. It doesn't include cost figures, nor does it say how many people will be covered. It's just it's a way for Walker to get some more attention from the news media because he's getting none other than, what do you think about what Donald Trump just said?
Right. Here's what I love. Okay, so Scott Walker was kind of my guy.
Yeah.
Earlier on, a few months back, I liked Scott Walker a lot. I liked what he did taking on the unions. But when he gets in the public forum, he's sort of lackluster, so I kind of departed ways with him.
Yeah.
He's back in favor with me because I was watching some footage from the Iowa State Fair where the candidates, all of the candidates, Democrat and Republican, filter through the Iowa State Fair. They have an opportunity to stand in what they call the soapbox, and they can do a speech 20 minutes to the crowd, take questions, etc. Well, when Scott Walker had his turn on the soapbox, he had so many protesters in the crowd, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
People getting up into his face. I mean, they hate him because he took on the unions.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, I was kind of like reignited again.
Yeah. Reunited with
Walker.
The one. Remember that song, Reunited with the One?
I do. I know.
I don't. He doesn't do anything for me. But then, it's just, that's just...
I mean, you should have seen it. This guy had a sign that was like anti-Scott Walker stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like holding it into Scott Walker's face, and he's just carrying on like it was nobody's business. You know,
Patrick Swayze, who would have been 63 today had he not died several years ago of pancreatic cancer, responsible for the thought of the day today. Fear causes hesitation, and hesitation will cause your worst fears to come true. Kind of sounds like Yoda, in a manner of speaking. Doesn't it, Kenny?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, from the dark side. Fear causes hesitation. Hesitation will cause your worst fears to come true. I think that's what's happening to a lot of these GOP rivals. I think they don't know what to do about Donald Trump, and he just keeps doing his own thing. The only person who is showing any signs of life, in my mind, other than Trump, is Carly Fiorina, who is basically saying exactly the same thing, but without the swashbuckling, and actually with suggestions as to how to fix the problem. Donald Trump just says, this is terrible, this is awful, we got to do something about it.
Okay. She's also the only one who doesn't fall into that trap. When
right.
they come to her and they say, Trump says this, she dismisses it, and I don't want to talk about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I want to tell you what I want to
do. That's what I do to fix that problem, which is very smart. Good for her. Anyway, there are a lot of comments. I wanted to acknowledge Jake Merrick, Facebook friend Michelle Cura, Norman Smith, who's writing. A lot of people are interested in all of these things, and that's cool. We'll share as many of the thoughts that you spend time gathering and sending along to us as we can. Here's a couple of items before we spend some time with Ivan Neelan. One of them has to do with the female teenagers, some of them American, some of them British, who have been drawn to join the militants in Syria, the ISIS people. There's a religious aspect to this, obviously, that's, I suppose, compelling for them, distracting for us. You look at these things, and you can't imagine how the three girls that are profiled that I'm looking at here are all high-achieving students in school, or they all have been. They all have a desire sort of to be... not philanthropic. What's the word when you give time to help a particular cause? There's a word that applies to that, and I'm not sure that it's important that I have it, but you get what I'm saying. Altruistic. I'm looking for altruism. They're all altruistic. But how do they get so misguided is the question that a lot of people are asking. But if you understand their culture, where they come from, they don't think this is misguidance. They think, according to the Quran and their religious upbringing, this is what they're supposed to be doing. They've been brainwashed to the point where their mind's been completely twisted around, to the point where, and these are intelligent people, a lot of the men that have been brought in. Jihadi John is an example. What they know about him is that he had a very good education. So why are you going into this mode? What are you doing? Why are you doing it? We don't understand because we don't know how they think. We use it, we think about it in terms of how we react to it, but not how they, with their experience, are reacting to what's going on. So, some food for thought. Also, for women today, this is a historical day. First time a woman, actually two women, have completed the Army Ranger course, will graduate from the prestigious school in Fort Benning. Graduation ceremony will take place this week. Pentagon is not expected to make final decisions about exactly what combat roles these women will be allowed to fulfill. But this is like the SEALs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Women as SEALs. Imagine that. And think about your daughter going into that, if you have a daughter about that age. How is it that this would be appropriate? How would you accept it? Would you just say, do what you want? It's your life? Would you try to caution them that there may be other things that they could do that were just as productive? How would you handle it if a woman, young woman in your family, wanted to be, in essence, a SEAL and be in harm's way pretty much all the time? Isn't that interesting, huh? That women want to do that.
They can keep up. I mean, that's,
I'm for it. If they want, do what you want to do and can do well. Ivan Eland is a good reporter. We're going to talk about a couple of historical items, news that came about regarding Warren Harding in the past week or so, and what's going on with Jimmy Carter. Up next here on Good Day.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie, excuse me, Kenny and I have Ivan Eland here, the author of The Failure of the Counterinsurgency, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He has written in the Huffington Post this week about two former presidents that have recently been in the news for unfavorable reasons. Let's start with Warren Harding, Ivan, and the DNA test that showed that he had an extramarital affair, at least with one, and had a love child. So why is that of interest to us? This happened 100 years ago.
Well, it made the front page of the New York Times, so it's, I guess it's still very noteworthy. They've been wondering about this woman. She wrote a tell-all book in the 1920s about how she had a long-term affair with Harding, and they had historians had agreed that he had an affair with his next-door neighbor or one of his neighbors in Ohio earlier on, but not this woman. And there was some skepticism about her story. But at the time, it was a sensational book. It was probably the first sensational presidential sex scandal there was. And it turns out that at least on the she had a child and claimed it was Harding's, and the DNA test that was just done seems to confirm that. But Harding had not only sex scandals in his, after he died, all this came out, sex scandals and corruption scandals, etc. But, and historians have made him one of the worst presidents in history because of it. But I think, and some other historians are agreeing now that he was a much better president than people give him credit for, because they focused on all these scandals of one type or another.
So what do you think, in your historical perspective, he did that was best? What was the strongest part of his presidency?
Well, I think he returned the country to normalcy after what, that's what he called it, after World War One. He was the only person to ever cut the budget below wartime levels, and that's never been done before. He also signed a major, with the first arms control agreement, limiting naval tonnage after World War One. And so he was really for small government in both domestic and foreign policy, and he really is an example of curing a recession by austerity. And I think the Germans are now trying it, and the Spanish are trying it, and they're having a good record in Europe now using Harding's original method of letting the market right itself.
Who would have thought it? Who knew about it? How many people study American history and get the gist of Warren Harding? I'll bet you there isn't one in 100 listening to this program right now and knew anything, even who Harding was, never mind what he did. So I appreciate the historical perspective. What about Jimmy Carter now? In 100 years, are we going to be saying, he was really a better president than we thought he was? And is all that going to start now because he has cancer and people are going to start preparing for whatever the inevitable is?
Well, I think it may lead to some sort of a reassessment. And I think that what they'll find is that Jimmy Carter was the first conservative president in the post-World War II era, not Reagan. And I think he set many precedents for what Reagan did. And I think going back to Harding is a much better model for small government people than Ronald Reagan was. Ronald Reagan talked the talk, but he really didn't walk the walk on small government. Government got bigger under Reagan under many measures, and I think you can fault Reagan for not being what he said he was. Carter, on the other hand, was both fiscal and monetary conservative. In the end, he fumbled around a little bit and then adopted that. But he appointed Paul Volcker, who was probably the greatest Fed chairman ever, and he dampened the inflation, which led to the Reagan prosperity. And there's a direct link there. And I think Reagan gets too much, his tax cut gets too much credit in the 80s for the prosperity, because it was the smallest tax cut of any Republican administration in the post-World War II era. So I think we need to probably reassess Reagan when we reassess Carter. But Carter is certainly better. He deregulated four industries, and he also kept the U.S. out of unnecessary military interventions. After the Vietnam War, people were really exhausted by this, as a lot of people are now by the Iran and Afghanistan war. So I think we could learn both from Harding and Carter. Now our presidents, both Democratic and Republican, could learn something from these Democratic and Republican presidents of the past.
All people are going to think about with Jimmy Carter is the lines of the gas station. At least the immediate memories of him are that. Ivan Eland from the Center for Peace and Liberty here on Good Day.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Time on Good Day for playing a song by a group that had one number one pop single hit. Tell us the name of the group at 888-302-3684. The song's called The Warrior. Bring it up, Richie. During this week in 1984, call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this number one hit wonder group. The band was formed in 1981 by Zach Smith, a guitarist, also wrote most of the band's material. The vocalist is Patti Smyth. Right? Patti Smyth.
I think it's pronounced Smith, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, this is Patti Smyth.
Smith, okay. All right. Patti became famous on her own, had a couple of hits as a solo artist, but this is not as a soloist. She is with this group. John Bon Jovi played guitar for the band for a brief period. They had a lot of success in their early career, but struggles within the group and their record company caused the demise of the group. One member leaving, and then another one left, and by the time this song, The Warrior, was a hit, only two members were left in the band. It was a brief tour, but at the end of the road, there was nothing really left. The band reunited briefly in 2004 for a VH1 Bands Reunite show. There's a rumor that there'll be a new music, new music from them soon, but so far, they've been unable to produce another top pop single. This is it, The Warrior. Frank, get up, Richie.
You know, what's interesting also is that the song was written by another one-hit wonder, Nick Gilder, who did Hot Child in the City.
Right.
Who we featured here.
Yeah, we have.
Very interesting.
Put on your thinking caps. Who is this from The Warrior? Oh, by the way, if you win, you're going to get a sample pack of Cedar Side Organic Bug Spray. A very cool stuff to have. Just a big, powerful voice.
Apparently, George Steinbrenner of the New York Yankees called one of his former players and current broadcaster, Paul O'Neill, named him the Warrior.
Really?
So every now and then at Yankee Stadium, they play this up on the Jumbotron and tribute to him. Yeah.
Ah. Okay.
Kind of fun.
Yeah. All right,
all together. Bang, bang.
All right, Rhett, where are you? Tucson. All right, I get it. Rhett's in Tucson. What's the name of this group?
Is it Quarterflash?
That's an awesome guess.
That's
a good guess.
Yeah,
not the right guess, but yeah. Here's Greg in Warren, Michigan. Hi, Greg. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, Doug. That's Scandal.
It is Scandal. What do you know about the group? What do you remember about Scandal and you?
I only remember this song, but then, like you said, and I thought I was going to be really smart and talk about Patti Smyth, but you beat me to it. She became famous after.
So you like her name pronounced Smyth or Smith?
It's Smyth, I'm pretty sure.
It is. All right. Because I think Richie, although it wouldn't be the first time Richie was wrong about something.
Richie's pretty sharp, though.
Yeah. You think Richie is sharp?
I get it right.
Okay.
What gives you that opinion?
He keeps the show running smoothly every day. I think it's pretty amazing how you guys are in four pretty far away from each other.
Why do you think he's responsible for that?
Oh, come on, Dougie. He's the guy who keeps
you. Yeah, all you do is talk.
Yeah, come on.
You don't actually do anything. You just talk.
Huh.
I want to know how Jennifer gets up so early, like at 2 a.m.
So does she.
So do I. Question for the ages.
You asked the right question, sir. All right, hold on a second. Get your seat aside, Pack. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Your dog is happy to see you, and science proves it. Here are three principles of that. Dogs are descended from wolves, and wolves generally greet one another by generous facial licking. So when your dog licks your face, he's just saying, "Hi, human, I missed you." Not that your dogs are wolves anymore, but that's exactly why they do it, especially so much licking when you first come home. Another reason your dog goes mental when he sees you is that pathways in his brain have come to associate you with reward, like food or a special walk outside. That's all part of it. Also, and this is the chemical reason, this is the real proof. A third reason for joy is the chemical oxytocin, the brain chemical released during social bonding, notably between mother and child. Get this, oxytocin levels are elevated in both dogs and their humans when they gaze at each other. So the next time you come home and your dog is happy to see you, it's not just because emotionally he's happy, scientifically he really thinks you're his best friend and wants to welcome you home. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions, so why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
After on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn will update the television news for us in a few moments.
If you're lucky.
I'm feeling lucky, actually. That was
really
interesting to note that Netflix and Amazon and HBO are now boosting their children's programming as a way to keep subscribers from canceling their subscriptions after they're all done binge-watching Game of Thrones or House of Cards.
Yeah, sign up for a month, binge-watch, and then exit left.
Adios. So is this going to work will be the question. What kind of children's shows are they doing? Anybody know?
No idea.
My daughter will every now and then hit it and watch these Little Mermaid shows and all this kind of stuff.
As a binge-watcher?
Nah, she doesn't.
How does she even know they're there? How does she know at her age that that stuff is there?
What do you mean? Every 8-year old knows about Netflix.
I don't know. I don't know that it's there.
They explore.
Sometimes I act like an 8-year old.
Yeah, you don't explore like they do.
Not there, I don't.
No.
The Internal Revenue Service today announcing the reward for you folks getting your tax returns in on time. Congratulations. You've been hacked. Yep, nice job.
What was it, 300,000 people?
At least, most likely. Right, the agency says that at least 300,000, maybe more. There's a far higher number that they think is part of this, but they were going to couch it a little, so they say, well, 300,000. I don't know how many they said before, but it wasn't anywhere near that many. But early returns were exposed to the hackers in early May. So if you filed by the April 15th deadline, didn't ask for an extension until August or October, you're in the money. You're all, things are sunny.
So I have an idea.
Let's just get rid
of the IRS. Are we ready? Enough of this talking. Let's just dump them.
Yep. Okay. Ready?
I'm done.
Sales tax. Boom.
Sales tax.
Flat.
Yeah. None of this stuff.
Don't need my paperwork anymore, do you?
Nope.
Pay at the cash register.
Yep. The administration working to reach a deal with Cuba that will allow regularly scheduled commercial flights between our country and Cuba starting by the end of the year. I think there are some flights going in there already from Dallas and Miami and New York. Don't know how many. But if the American Airlines folks had their way, they'd be running an hourly shuttle from Miami to Havana. Because how many people do you think want to go back and forth? Not just tourists, but people whose families are there. They want to go back and forth. This is a bonanza for not only the airlines, but for anybody involved in hospitality, building new hotels. There's going to be a raft of that stuff because Americans want to go to Cuba.
Get there before the KFC does.
Yeah. Right. Or any other.
Because you know it's coming.
Yeah, of course it is. McDonald's, all over the place. So, the situation with the states that are finding it hard to pay for road repairs, the amount of money that you're paying in gas taxes, you know the situation with gas prices in our country, new low. Oil prices fell yesterday to a 6.5-year low. Dramatically cheaper gasoline after Labor Day, dramatically cheaper. Under $2 a gallon will be the average and the norm, unless you live in California. The West Texas Intermediate crude went down 63 cents a barrel yesterday. Abundant supplies, slowdown of markets, and people buying cars that are getting better. I told you the story yesterday. Both my son and my daughter bought these Volkswagens, new Volkswagens, all kinds of. And most of them are imported from Europe. They are not American-made cars. They were told the reason that they were so plentiful is because the Europeans are having a hard time getting diesel fuel. It's interesting because exactly the opposite over there as it is here. We are now having more plentiful supplies. Diesel fuel, even in California, is only $2.65.
Right.
Yesterday, I filled up at the pump for $2.40, and the stuff that I buy for the farm is less than $2 a gallon now.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do you give your children, who are precious to you, I know, and who just bought a foreign car, the same amount of rap that you give to me for having a foreign car?
Probably not.
Well, then come on.
Hey, at least he's honest.
Because I think in his mind,
they justified their purchase.
The diesel and the 4-5 speed, the fact gets 45, 50 miles to a gallon. What you do is
I'll tell you what, though. Volkswagens are way overpriced. I'm not talking just a little bit.
There were rebates galore on these things. I don't know what
they need them because they think they're a Lexus, the way they're pricing them. I mean, the Volkswagens are almost priced like an Audi.
Well, they are an Audi.
Almost.
The same car.
Right.
Well, you because of the same car.
It's not. It's the Chevrolet to the Buick.
Yeah, but basically the same components, and there's a lot less difference now than there used to be.
The Audis are way. I got news for you, dude.
Yeah.
Those things are crazy.
But I rode, my brother-in-law bought an Audi about a month ago, and he took me for a ride in it the other day, and it's quite a car.
They're nice cars, but
quite a tight car. Yeah, but I think they're overpriced. Well, a lot of stuff. I mean, the Rovers are overpriced. Most of the stuff, like here, and Jennifer's car is overpriced.
I'm just so cheap when it comes to cars.
Well, because you have an opportunity. You have a family that's in the car business. You can buy cars that are a year old for a lot less money than if you went into the lot.
But I also know
somebody else is stinking them.
I also know the hit you take.
Of course.
When you buy a car.
Yeah, but no one buys a car to make money. I mean, it's not an investment.
Right, but why lose more?
Exactly. So anyway, as a result
$10,000 and $6,000.
Of the oil prices going down the way they have, the average price in California is $3.46. Average price in the rest of the country is $2.59. And so there's the story. I think the only place where there's an alternative to that is Michigan or the Midwest, but Michigan especially bad. There's a problem because a refinery shut down in Indiana. So GasBuddy.com says that because this plant was producing 413,000 barrels of gasoline a day, it's meant in the Midwest, Indiana, Illinois, up through Michigan, over as far as Minnesota, it's affecting the cost by 15 to 30 cents a gallon. So there was also some news about that oil refinery explosion. The ExxonMobil explosion took place. The California Division of Occupational Safety and Health said there are a lot of citations that have been issued to this refinery in California. So they apparently have shut it down for a while. $560,000 for workplace safety and health violations because the explosion that took place I'm not clear on this. Kenny, maybe you can clarify for me whether it was this plant or one just like it, the one that had the explosion, and then they started inspecting. It's like everything else the government does. They wait till there's some calamity, and then they start. Okay, we're gonna stick it to everybody, and so they go wandering around in these other refineries, and they say, oh, look at that, that's wrong. That could cause serious injury. That could cause death. So six of the violations were classified as willful, careless, etc., hazardous conditions. So you got to pay us $560,000, and who knows where that money goes. So that's part of the reason the gas is as expensive as it is in California.
Right.
And
add on to that that the special blend of gasoline in California can only be made. They can't pipe in gasoline from Arizona or New Mexico.
No, they got to make it there.
Yeah. And not only because of the special blend, but also apparently California has never built the pipelines to get crude oil from other states.
Yeah,
so everything has to be trucked in. So, yeah.
And don't forget the taxes.
It's the perfect storm in California.
And, you know, they want to go from taxing our gas to actually taking the gas tax away, which then sounds great until you find out that they want to do a per mile tax,
right?
So that they'll put the monitor in your car and start charging you per mile that you drive. That's just unbelievable.
Yeah, let's hear it for the government doing things like that. All right, so anyway, in terms of what I was talking about with regard to road repairs, the federal money is drying up, and so what they're going to do is change the way fees registration for cars. How much it costs to register a car now in California, Jennifer?
Oh, gosh. My car, probably $300 or $400.
What?
Mm-hmm.
It's $100 here in Massachusetts. And that's even, outlandish.
You mean for the sticker and the plates? You're not talking about the taxes or anything?
Well, that is
I'm talking
tax.
About to renew my car every year, it's about $300.
The sticker and the plates.
Right.
Yeah, that's expensive.
That is. Well, you know, I wouldn't know any different. I've only paid that my whole life.
Right, exactly. So anyway, they're using these main to fix a road system that should have been better built in the first place. Man, do I look at we were driving on the way to the Beach Boys concert the other night going through a place in Boston where they're tearing a bridge down. Not fixing it.
Boston
tearing
is known
it
for
down.
Always being under construction.
I know, but they're tearing a bridge down. It didn't look that old, but you can see the rust and stuff. Normally they can fix that, but the concrete was all broken.
Or they have a budget line item that says they can fix the bridge, so they're just going to use the money to fix the bridge.
Yeah. Terrific. All right, 16 and a half for the hour. Jennifer Horn will update us with more television news, including some news on Tracy Morgan returning to television. That's next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When you're out in the sun, we all know it's important to take steps to protect our skin. But what about our eyes? Health experts say now more than ever, it's important to protect your sight from dangerous UV rays. UV damage has been linked to many serious eye health issues, including eye cancer, macular degeneration, and cataracts. It's also blamed for accelerating the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles around the eye. Your best line of defense is a good pair of sunglasses. Look for ones with 100% UVA, UVB protection. Eyeglass wearers, instead of paying for another pair of expensive prescription sunglasses, there are affordable eye care solutions. One well-known brand, Solar Shield, not only makes fashionable sunglasses designed to easily fit over your prescription glasses, they also make convenient, lightweight clip-on sunglasses. All come with 100% UV protection and are polarized to reduce glare. Plus, they come in many fashion-forward styles and colors. Solar Shield can be found at all major retailers. It's a great way to look good while protecting your eyes, too. For more, go to solarshield.com.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Good.
Shall we book another appointment then? Wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty with an I, .com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, TV time at 47 past the hour on Good Day. Comcast is launching a video platform, Jennifer, with content from sports, NBC Sports, Vox, BuzzFeed, Refinery 29. What in the world is that?
Refinery 29 is a blog.
Who is it? Why would somebody want to watch something like that?
Maybe videos and stuff. I mean, they do a lot of beauty, health, wellness tips for women.
Mm-hmm. So you're somebody who watches that sort of thing?
I don't watch it. I subscribe, actually, to the blog, Refinery 29 blog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good for you. All right. News on Tracy Morgan that'll interest some people.
Yeah, we talked about it actually a couple weeks ago. He's feeling better. He's getting back into work again. Well, now the folks over at Saturday Night Live have announced he will host the October 17th episode. That's his first appearance on the show since his accident that left him in a coma. He was in a coma, by the way, for 2 weeks. It also killed a friend of his, James McNair, who is also a comedian. Mm-hmm. Also hosting Saturday Night Live when they come back, Miley Cyrus and Amy Schumer have been announced as hosts for season 41. So it'll be kind of fun to see.
To happen with Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus is rough. Amy Schumer should be fun. Speaking of Trainwreck, her movie, not so bad.
She's a little vulgar, some people think, anyway.
She's a little vulgar. That movie, I saw Trainwreck. It was cute. Not for everybody. I liked it, but I don't know anybody could hang. Anyway.
Yeah.
Jon Stewart is set to host WWE's SummerSlam. This is cool. Mm-hmm. It's going to be coming up on August 23rd, and not sure why he's going to be hosting it, but I guess he has time on his hands now that the Daily Show is over.
Probably paying him a lot of money.
Yeah. He's a fan, and they're going to pay him. So two really good answers. SummerSlam airs on the 23rd at 7 p.m. You can watch it live on the WWE Network. He's appeared earlier, by the way, in wrestling with Seth Rollins. That's one of his favorites. Now, Disney Channel Storytellers is accepting applications. If you're interested in this, you can fill out your application, put it through until September 1st for Disney Channel Storytellers. It's a program designed to develop the next generation of series creators and writers of programming for kids, tweens, and families. It's in its second year, and it's a 20-week salaried program. It begins in November and is open to professionally represented writers. Also in the news today, Stars, Blunt Talk, and Survivor's Remorse are available via online sampling now, if that's simply something that you're interested in. Blunt Talk is from Seth MacFarlane, and it's the entire 6-episode first season of Survivor's Remorse. In addition, the season premieres of both of these series will be available on Facebook for a limited time prior to the linear season premiere, which is August 22nd. This is really cool, Dougie. This is how things are getting done in TV now.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that they're releasing stuff on Facebook. They're looking at ways that people's viewing habits. They're actually watching how people view things, which is why you see so many, binge-watching opportunities and now samples online ahead of time and series being put on Facebook. I mean, it's the future.
Yeah. Well, it works as long as you have the technology. You know how to turn it on and off.
Don't worry, Vinny. Yeah. We'll have a training course.
We'll still have Matlock on Channel 9 for you, Doug.
Yeah,
Matlock.
No problem.
Yeah. Right. How about Quincy, M.E.?
Yeah, Quincy does, yeah.
How about Cheyenne, the old Western? 51 after on Good Day.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. Lots and lots of information today. Matter of fact, with a focus on the cost of college educations continuing, imagine how much costs are going up. The costs are outpacing inflation, for heaven's sakes. If you're paying for higher education, it'll strangle, or certainly could strangle, your family's finances and leave graduates swimming in debt. Let's see if there's an alternative to this. With the information is Brian Osich.
70% of college graduates leave school with debt averaging $33,000 each, according to Prudential's white paper, Paying for College, a Practical Guide for Families. That's why Caroline Feeney, president of Prudential Advisors, says seek out all resources before resorting to student loans.
It's essential to figure out how much debt you can afford before taking on burdensome loans. Working with a financial professional can save you time and money. They can give you a framework to weigh each financial decision in relation to its short and long-term effects on your overall financial goals.
Feeney says there's a variety of aid available, including grants, scholarships, tax credits, and tax deductions.
Investing time with a financial professional who can help guide them through their resource planning can help alleviate some of the stress associated with understanding the process.
For more, go to Prudential.com/paying for college. That's Newsbreak from Prudential. Prudential Advisors is a brand name of the Prudential Insurance Company of America and its subsidiaries. All are Prudential Financial Companies located in Newark, New Jersey.
When you and I were younger, we looked forward to summertime, 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 or V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Who says adults can't enjoy a bit of summertime fun? Not just children. Melissa Rose is here to help you find out ways, easy ways for you to recharge your battery and enjoy a summer break like you used to.
The sounds of summer break. For most adults, those sounds are long gone but not forgotten. There are ways to bring a little break back to your summer, even as a grown-up. Who says you can't get up and get moving even on your busiest days? You don't need to go to a club to get your dance fix. Crank up your favorite tunes and take time to let loose a little. Or try shaking up the snackus quo. An afternoon snack break is a great time to let your creativity flow and design your own one-of-a-kind treat. Start with a unique snack like Sun Chips, which include 100% whole grains, and let your taste buds take it from there. You can also start a trend by sharing an image with your recipe on social media using hashtag unique in every wave. So take a little time out of your day, whether it be an impromptu dance party or adding a break back to your summer to help you re-energize. To learn more about the perfect break snack, visit www.sunchips.com. That's Lifestyles from Sun Chips.
How do you build a better historic building? An historic building, Richie. Let's get the grammar right here.
Yeah.
How do you build with better building systems? And with its recent renovation, one of the top arts venues in the world has done just that. Here are some details. Listen, this would be a great place to visit.
New building automation is helping the historic Carnegie Hall make music well into the 21st century. Carnegie's rehab backstage area and new Resnick education wing included Siemens Building Technologies, which helped the historic venue get more efficient, safer, and achieve LEED Silver status. Siemens, Allison Taylor.
Carnegie Hall can be an inspiration for other landmarks, particularly in New York City, because if a 125-year-old building can become LEED certified and state-of-the-art, then most other buildings can too.
For example, the climate control systems will help create optimal environments for artists, teachers, and students, essential to the hall's new education wing. Carnegie Hall's Clive Gillinson.
We felt we had to create a top-quality music education center so we could have inspirational spaces for inspirational programs.
For more information, go to usa.siemens.com. That's Technology Now from Siemens. I'm Jay Curtis.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last, ends 8/22.
All right. So those of you who are planning on traveling, we're already talking about Labor Day. I want to shoot. Labor Day. Cost of gasoline? Terrific. More people traveling? Yes. Not only that, but the Airline Passenger Association says that 14.2 million of you and us, not me, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm not going anywhere on Labor Day weekend, but 14.2 people are going to fly over Labor Day weekend. That's a
I want to sit next to the 0.2.
Really? 3% increase from last year, but also expected to be about a 4 or 5% increase of people driving. And I tell you, they're back up on the roads here in Massachusetts, coming off the Cape and down from the mountains. Unbelievable on Friday night and Saturday. Oof.
Stay home, people.
59 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.